Nation.
A 75-yard touchdown run down the far sideline.
Every Monday at 6 on KSL News Radio.
Cougar Nation, we're taking your calls like we always do every Monday night. 801-575-8255. Two things for you we want to hear about. One, give us your takeaways from the Oklahoma game. Were you encouraged? Was it a gut-wrenching loss? Was it both? Let us know your thoughts in the game. And then also, and we'll discuss this later, who should be the starting quarterback against Oklahoma State if Keaton Slovis is healthy? Do you go back to Keaton? Do you roll with Jake? We'll discuss that a little bit more. 801-575-8255. Call in. We want to hear from you, Cougar Nation. That's why we have the show. The show is for you. Right now, though, look, it was a positive day, even though it was a loss. So, because they weren't blown out, we're bringing back helmet stickers.
Cougar Nation, helmet stickers. Mitch and Matt dish out the stickers for BYU's best players this week.
That's right. Helmet stickers are back. If you don't lose by 30, we'll bring them back. My first helmet sticker will go to the offensive line. Look, they still had their struggles. The bar has been low for that group, but I like the fight, the battles that they showed in the trenches. Oklahoma doesn't have the personnel like Texas. They don't have a Jatavion Sweat. They don't have the manpower in the trenches like the Longhorns do, or even Iowa State, honestly. I was kind of uninspired at times by Oklahoma's talent, to be quite honest with you, but I liked what I saw from BYU's offensive line, that they're willing to battle still. I think the addition of Paul Miley, since he came back from an injury, has been huge for this group. And I think that, you know, I liked what they created in the ground attack. So BYU's offensive line, I liked what I saw from them. I thought that was an underrated aspect from the game that not many people were talking about because of the interceptions and the turnovers.
My first one goes to Jacob Robinson. I thought he showed very well. He was targeted 8 times, and he gave up 5 passing yards. He had 3 pass breakups. Like, Jacob Robinson, I know for myself, I haven't given him enough credit and publicity this year. He's been one of the best shutdown cornerbacks since, like, when? What? I'm trying to think of the last guy that BYU had that was this good for this long of a period of time. Like, he's forced turnovers. He's locking people down. He's not making critical mistakes. Like, who is the last cornerback that comes to your mind where you're like, this dude, week in and week out, was playing high-level football? Because the way he's played this year, like, I feel like that could translate to the league. Maybe not on the outside because he's a little small, but could he be a nickelback in the NFL? Like, he has played outstanding.
My first thought goes back to 2012, Preston Hadley. Yep. That group.
He's better than Preston, though.
Yeah, I agree. And Robertson Daniel was pretty good in 2014, yep. But that defense in that year was not very good. Troy Warner was good at BYU, had some moments in the NFL, but he was kind of bouncing around safety and corner, was never really healthy. So, yeah, I think maybe you have to go farther back to Gennaro, his position coach.
I think so.
To say best lockdown corner since, or maybe even Brian Gray, Tim McTyre, you know, guys like that. That's been 25-something years ago. So, yeah, Jacob Robinson's done an outstanding job. It's one of the reasons why Gennaro Guilford was named, you know, a Broyles Award nominee for the top assistant coach in college football because of the production that we're seeing from the cornerbacks, and Jacob Robinson has done a great job. My other helmet sticker goes into the secondary, Talon Alfrey. I thought he gave some nice production for BYU. He was actually the man on the tackle that Dylan Gabriel took a hard hit on the ground that caused him to be sidelined for the second half. I thought Talon Alfrey did an excellent job. He had 10 tackles on the game. And, you know, he's someone that I know this coaching staff is really high on. They love his athleticism. He's dealt with so many injuries in his BYU career, even in the Oklahoma game. In his second week back from an injury in fall camp, he's down on the field. You're thinking, oh, no, he's got another setback. But Alfrey did a really nice job. He spoke to the media after the game on Saturday, and just a well-spoken guy. And I thought that, you know, he's someone that's only a sophomore. Even though he's been around the program for a lot of years, he comes back next year, him, Micah Harper. That could be a nice safety tandem if they're ever healthy. And then Crew Wakely as well. BYU's building some numbers there at safety for 2024 and beyond.
What'd you make of Micah Harper being dressed? That was kind of a surprise, wasn't it?
That was a huge surprise because he had a devastating ACL injury in fall camp, and he went through those pregame warmups and had a knee brace on, but maybe it gives you hope that he could get a, you know, go through a few practices in spring ball coming up in March.
Mine goes to Aiden Robbins, my last one, 22 for 182. He outrushed Oklahoma by himself, and unfortunately, it's the carry he should have had, number 23. That will probably be the play that is remembered most for this football game, but he was awesome. You know what I loved about this, too? I loved that he was the guy. Like, two carries for Deion Smith, one for L.J. Martin. When someone's rolling like that, feeding the ball, I thought that was a really encouraging sign from Aaron Roderick that he just identified, this is the guy, feed him the balls. Too often on both sides of the ball, Mitch, there's personnel, packages, there's substitutions, analytics, third and seven, go with this guy. How about we just play our best players as much as possible? And they did it with Aiden Robbins, and it's a shame that Jake Retzlaff didn't hand him the ball at the two-yard line because that would have been a TD. Ah,
it is a shame.
Frustrating me, but Aiden Robbins gets my final helmet sticker.
It just shows, too, what he did on Saturday. We were not blowing smoke to you Cougar fans when we were saying, this guy's really good in fall camp. He was great.
Yep.
And you wonder, too, with him, he got honored at Senior Day. You kind of wonder what his thought process is going to be about next year, whether BYU goes to a bowl or not. I hope that he runs it back and comes back one more year because he's finally finding his groove, his place within this BYU offense. Because you think back to January, he had the wrist surgery, and then in fall camp, he suffers the rib injury. He was never healthy until about, you know, this month, really. And now he's finally the player that BYU expected when they signed him out of the transfer portal last winter. So I hope he comes back. I hope that his success is not making L.J. Martin, the heralded freshman, say, oh, am I falling out of favor? Like, no, there's a place for both of you in this backfield.
Yeah.
I hope that they can be a really powerful 1-2 tandem for BYU next year, because I think, again, we've said it all along this show every single week, there's talent at running back. It's not like BYU doesn't have the players. Maybe you could say Tyler Algier's presence on the sideline on Saturday gave a lift to Aiden Robbins, where he's like, I got to impress this guy and show him how it's done, because I can't roll out with 20 yards on 20 carries in front of Tyler Algier, one of the greatest to ever do it. So I thought Robbins was impressive on Saturday for sure.
There you go. Cougars, Cougar helmet stickers brought to you by Blue Barn Wealth. Let's get out to the phone line, our first call, and we want more for the record. 801-575-8255. Takeaways on the game. You can give us your thoughts on the quarterback situation, or Brandon from Orem wants to chime in on possible coaching changes. What are you thinking, Brandon?
Yeah, kind of along the lines of what Kalani was asked today in his press conference, you know, asked about any coaching changes that he's planning on making. Just wanted to ask you guys' thoughts on what you guys think. And to answer the question of the day, I do for sure think, you know, the season would definitely be a disappointment if we didn't get to bowl eligibility. And so, along those lines, assuming that didn't happen, you know, what changes do you guys think would need to be made and will be made? So, thanks.
Thanks for the call, Brandon. I think that you start on the offensive side if you're going to make changes. I think the defensive side is given a pass. I think that Kalani kind of said that after the Iowa State game when he said he felt like players weren't bought into the system. I kind of interpreted that as, hey, give Jay Hill some time to get his personnel. Not a knock on the upperclassmen. I don't think all upperclassmen fall under not buying into the scheme, but let's call it what it is. There hasn't, you know, the personnel at the top, the upperclassmen at the defensive side, they haven't had much success defensively, whereas Jay Hill, excellent recruiter, he's going to get the personnel in to have success. Some of the best players on this defense this year are guys that Jay Hill and this staff brought in, Vong Fachon, Eddie Heckard, Camden Garrett. I think Jay Hill will bring in the necessary personnel, so I don't make changes to the defensive side. Offensive side, where I was focused, probably the offensive line coach, Daryl Funk.
Yeah, that's the obvious one, and that's probably the one you make, but I wouldn't go any further than that. I know there's chatter amongst fans, Aaron Roderick or Steve Clark, the tight ends haven't been producing.
Wide receivers have underwhelmed too.
Yeah, I would just say this group has done really well, and maybe the lesson learned from this year is you can't wholesale fire sale your roster. Maybe you need to invest in the young group, develop, try and retain. You mentioned Robbins. Retain as many guys as you can. Have some continuity, and let's see what happens next year before we get drastic, because change doesn't always mean success. Sometimes I think you got to have a little patience.
Trending up, trending down next here on Cougar Nation, and it's powered by KSL Sports News, Traffic, and Weather on the other side.